This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for January 3rd.
Bad Bunny kicked off 2023 defending himself after a run-in with a fan went viral on social media. In a recent video circulating the internet, Bad Bunny is seen walking with his team when an excited fan comes up with her phone and starts recording. Seconds later, Bunny grabbed the phone and threw it into the bushes. You can hear someone say, "You have to respect his space." On Monday, the Puerto Rican singer took to Twitter to express his point of view. "The person who comes up to me to say hello, to tell me something, or just to meet me will always receive my attention and respect. Those who come to put a freaking phone in my face, I will consider it for what it is, a disrespect, and I will treat it as is." He also used the hashtag, "Sin cojones me tiene," which loosely translates to "I don't give a damn."
New year, new Miley, and it looks like she may be trying to send a message to her ex. After completing hosting duties on NBC's Miley's New Year's Eve party, Miley Cyrus teased her new song, Flowers, out on January 13th. I can love me better, baby, can love me better. But what's really grabbing some fans' attention is the fact that the 13th is also her ex-husband Liam Hemsworth's birthday. The couple announced their split back in 2019 and officially divorced in 2020. Miley said in 2019, "I love Liam and always will," and then said earlier this year,
"Honey, I hope your marriage goes better than mine. Mine was a f***ing
mess." So we'll have to see what else she has to say in Flowers, but she apparently can love herself better. If you miss Britney Spears dancing in IG's most popular living room, don't worry, it seems she's heading back. After getting married to her boyfriend Sam, Britney Spears set off to start a new free life in a neighborhood shared by her ex Kevin Federline. But according to TMZ, she isn't too happy there and is listing her new home back on the market for $11.8 million. The good news? Her former Thousand Oaks pad still belongs to her. So the living room we're all very used to seeing on Instagram and the site of her 2022 wedding she'll likely return to. So we get more of this and this. Love you, Britney. It may be Jisoo's birthday, but she's giving Blinks a gift.
안녕, London, day one. 안녕.
Blackpink's Jisoo just turned 28 and launched her own solo YouTube channel.
She's crying. This music.
Her first video is a vlog of her experience in London while touring with Blackpink. Jisoo also shows what she ate while in the UK, squeezes in a workout, and does some sightseeing. The name of the YouTube channel translates to Happiness Index 103%, and it says all proceeds will be donated to places in need. But it's not just Jisoo's channel that has Blinks talking. YG and Jisoo confirm she's working on solo music to be released this year. While we've seen Jisoo flex her acting chops in Disney Plus's Snowdrop, this will be her first solo project musically. The new year is here, but some things haven't changed, as SZA and Mariah still hold tight to the top of the Billboard chart. Though Christmas is behind us, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You adds a 12th week atop the Billboard Hot 100. Let's talk about some of the history that makes. Up to 12 total weeks, Carey's Christmas expands its record for the most time atop the Hot 100 for a holiday song. It's now her third longest running number one. Carey has now placed at number one on the Hot 100, a record extending 19 distinct years. And Carey adds to her record extending 91st week at number one on the Hot 100. I don't wanna see you with anyone but me. Nobody gets me like you. Over on our albums chart, SZA's SOS rules the Billboard 200 dated January 7th for a third straight in total week, as the set earned 128,000 equivalent album units in the U.S. SOS is the first R&B album by a woman to spend 3 weeks at number one, since Beyoncé's self-titled effort also spent its first 3 weeks atop the list in 2013.
That's gonna do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.